Well, everybody, welcome to episode 150 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to preview the high school football season tonight. I had a chance on Monday night to make it out to both the Ankeny Centennial practices and had a chance to talk to a couple players from both teams as well as the head coach. And so we're going to play those interviews for you right now. Leading off is a senior defensive lineman at Ankeny, Braden Simonson. He was an All-Stater last year and helped the Hawks to the state title, of course. So here's that interview.
All right, we're speaking with Braden Simonson, head after the Hawks practice on Monday. It's game week. The Hawks host Waukee and they're open on Friday. It's pretty hot out here, Braden. You guys getting adjusted to the heat? I mean, you're going to have to, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're just taking it every time we can and just getting used to it before the game. Just hydrating, too.
Well, how's fall camp going? I mean, have you liked what you've seen in practices thus far?
Yeah, I have. We're really starting to come together. Our defense is looking really good. Our offense is starting to come together as of late, and it'll be fun to watch them.
We have so many guys back on defense between you and Crandall, Cornwell, Penningroth, Tamden, Muette. I mean, you got to feel like maybe your defense can be one of the best in the state again, I would think.
Yeah, I do. It's just we can't overlook anybody, can't take anyone for granted. We just got to come out here every day and work and get better.
Of course, you guys did lose a lot of talent off that offense from last year. Brody, Arlen Bruce, Jace Bauer. Do you get the sense that some people maybe think you guys are going to take a step back this year?
I do, but I don't know. They don't really know, like, who we have stepping up and replacing them. And I think the guys out here, they're working every day getting better, and I think we'll surprise some people in offense.
Of course, you guys will open up with Waukee on Friday, and you're familiar with them, but, of course, they're going through the split now. What do you expect from their team? I know they have a new coach.
They're always good, so I'm just expecting another game. Just can't overlook them. Just go out there, play our defense and offense.
You guys have a pretty tough schedule here in the first 4 weeks because then you'll play Centennial and then you get Southeast Polk and Dowling, the number one and two teams according to the Register's rankings. It doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't, but we don't want it any other way. We want to play the top competition and get better.
Have you had the sense, though, that this team, you know, coming off a state championship, does it feel like this team has more of a swagger now?
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's just how it is, but I don't think it won't get to our heads. We'll just
level. I'm sure the goal is to get back to the dome and win that trophy again, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Of course.
All right, Braden. Thanks a lot for your time today. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
All right, my next interview is with senior receiver Brady McCullough. He's expected to play a major role this year following the graduation of fellow wide receivers Brody Brecht and Arlen Bruce. So here is that interview.
All right, we're speaking with Ankeny receiver Brady McCullough here for the Hawks' first practice on Monday. It's game week. How have the practices been going thus far, Brady?
Really good. I think we're really coming together as a team. We're having a lot of leaders emerge in our offense and defense. I think we're going to be a pretty solid team come week one. We're still edging some things out, but right now I think we're doing really good. There's a lot of competition going on, which is really good for our team in general, so yeah.
Of course, you guys lost a lot of talent off that offense from last year, you know, with Brody and Arlen and Jace. Are guys like you and Kadolph, you guys ready to step up and be the leaders now?
Definitely, yeah. I think Kadolph and I are definitely going to be part of some of the leaders of our offense, so I think I'm seeing a lot of younger guys step up too, within like the mostly junior ranks and a couple sophomores too. They're starting to really push each other and compete with each other for the playing time that they want and deserve. So, yeah, it's a really good atmosphere, and I think that our War Daddy room is becoming, like, really nice and competitive. So, yeah.
Of course, it's hard to replace a quarterback like Jace, but you guys have a transfer from Centennial and J.J. Cole, who's been getting a lot of buzz. Have you had a chance to develop a pretty good chemistry with him thus far?
Definitely, yeah. We've taken every chance we got to get on the field, throw, get our chemistry down and timing down. But, yeah, I think He's a really good quarterback. He's taken our offense really well. He's a film junkie, and he knows that, and he really loves to play football, throw the ball. So, yeah, I think we've taken our time to get the chemistry down.
Well, I know he can really fling it, but how would you describe, you know, the way he throws to Jace?
I don't know. I think their balls are pretty similar. I think JJ might put a little bit more heat on it, but I think they're both great quarterbacks, and I think JJ's a great addition to our offense.
Well, I know you spent most of your time at receiver last year, but I know some colleges are looking at you as a tight end. Where do you think you're going to be spending most of your time this year?
I definitely think I'm just going to be playing the role that my offense wants me to play. I think I'm going to be playing, like, all over, wherever my offense needs me to be. Tight end, fullback, wing back, H-back, wide receiver, even on defense. You never know, so, yeah.
Well, I know, like, J.J., your stock has soared in the offseason as well. So how many offers do you have now?
Right now, I have three D1 offers. They all, my first one was South Dakota State, followed by North Dakota, and then UNI.
How soon would you like to make a decision, or are you not in a hurry at all?
I think I've sorted them out to at least take a game day visit to the top schools that I want to go to, and kind of that would probably be my final decision. The decision making process is the game day atmosphere and what that'll be like.
All right, well, you guys will open the season on Friday against Waukee, and of course you guys are familiar with them, but they're going through the split. You know, they got a new coach. What do you expect from them on Friday?
You know, I really don't know. After the split, I think they lost a lot of talent, but I'm not going to overlook them. You never know, so. I'm just going to treat it like a normal game and play my best, come together just to play as a team, so yeah.
Well, coming off that state championship, I don't imagine the goals for this team have changed at all, have they?
No, sir. We're taking it 1 week at a time.
And with the talent you guys have, I'm sure you feel like you got a good chance to get back to the dome, don't you?
I definitely think so. Yeah.
All right, Brady, thanks a lot for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, we have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my other interview from the Ankeny practices was with head coach Rick Nelson. Of course, he led the Hawks up to the state title last year. So here's that interview with Coach Nelson.
All right, well, we're speaking with Ankeny head coach Rick Nelson here after the Hawks practice on Monday. Boy, it's pretty hot out here, Coach, but I guess you guys better get used to it. It's supposed to be this way all week, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, and then the turf adds a little bit with those black pellets, so whatever it is, it's probably at least 10 degrees hotter for the kids, but I think they did a good job. I mean, we went a good hard hour with all of our gear on, and then we tried to sprinkle in some kicking game to try to give them a little rest and get a lot of water, so I think they handled it pretty good.
Of course, you guys are the defending state champs. You know, do you sense that this team has a little more swagger now?
You know, I think we're going to find out in the first, you know, few weeks kind of who we are. We scrimmaged at ADM, which gave us some ideas, you know, of kind of where kids are. And then we had the Valley scrimmage last Friday. We got a little more indication. But I think the first game will give us a good indication of who we're going to be and what we can do and what our strengths are. So the kids are looking forward to it. We have really great kids that you know, have bought into what we're doing and taken ownership of the program. And so I'm looking forward to watching them on Friday.
We'll talk about that Waukee game here in a minute. But, of course, you guys are playing in Class 5A this year. There's going to be fewer teams in that largest class, I assume. So do you think there will be any other differences with this new large class?
I don't think so. It's the same teams. I don't really understand what they're doing, so I'll just no, how about no comment?
Okay. Well, of course, you guys lost a lot of talent from last year, but you do have a lot of talent coming back as well. I mean, you have Ryan Crandall and kicker Max Pelham. We're both named the preseason All-State second team, along with J.J. Cole, who's transferred over here from Centennial. And you got a few other players who are listed among the top 100 players in the state. So, I mean, you still got to feel pretty good about the talent you have on this team.
Yeah, we have. We'll have some kids that do really well with awards at the end of the year if they play the way I think they can. So, I think we'll have a pretty strong team. There's about six schools that, I mean, we have a pretty good schedule. You know, there'll be probably some 1-2 loss teams that'll be really good football teams. I'm not even sure how they're doing the playoffs, but. You know, hopefully all of us can get in that, you know, just we have some tough schedules. There's like I said, there's about six of us that are going to beat up on each other out here in the next 6 weeks.
Oh, for sure. Well, Cole has received a lot of buzz in the offseason at some various camps, and of course he's already received some Power 5 offers. Have you been happy with his progress?
Yeah, he's a really good kid. He's a sponge. He likes, you know, he's soaking it in. I think it's just going to keep taking him, you know, more reps, more practice time, and then you know, game situation's really going to help him. I mean, there'll be things that he'll do Friday that he's going to be outstanding, and there's going to be things that you're going to say, oops, okay, you know. But he really studies film, and he's enjoying it. He's obviously, we've never had a tall quarterback here, so, you know, it makes it a lot easier to throw a screen or a tunnel screen because he's so dang tall. You know, he can see over the linemen, so that's a real advantage for him.
There's obviously a different quarterback than Jace, too. I mean, have you had to tweak the offense a little bit, you know, to kind of fit his strengths?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that he's not going to run, but, you know, Jace was, I thought he was our best offensive weapon in the state championship. I mean, I thought he was just tough. So I don't know that we'll do things like that with him, but we have some things that he, you know, will run the football. And if our protection breaks down, I mean, he needs to stick his foot in the ground and get going. So, yeah, he's definitely different. He has some different strengths than Jace, but a very similar young man is how they go about football and the kind of person, the kind of young man he is. He's just a quality young person.
A receiver, Brady McCall, is another guy whose stock has risen in the offseason. Of course, he was mostly a wide receiver last year, but I know some colleges are looking at him as a tight end. I mean, do you think you can move him around a little bit this year?
Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to motion him around, and we'll have some packages where he does play some tight end and get in and do a flex tight end. And, you know, he's I think he'll be a real big kid. You know, when he's probably 20 years old, he's going to be a nice-sized kid. So I think you're right. I think he probably will be a tight end at the next level, and we'll kind of play him in a little bit of everything for us, tight end and some wide receiver.
All right, and then Colin Kadolph was hurt, you know, quite a bit last year, and he also had to share some of the reps with Arlen Bruce. But he's shown in the past, you know, that he can be pretty special when he's healthy, doesn't he?
He's a really good running back. Yeah, you said, we just really hope he can stay healthy because I think he's a young man that could – put 1,000 plus up, you know, and really, really help us in the running game. He took one the other night in 2 minutes against Valley. It was about 80 yards. I mean, it was our first play. We ran a little pin and pull, and I mean, they weren't catching him. So he's worked really hard. He's in great shape. So yeah, if he can stay healthy, he's going to have a great year.
Let's talk about the defense a little bit. You have guys like Crandall and Braden Simonson back, as well as, you know, Tamden, Webb Tate, Jackson Penningroff, Will Cornwell. Do you feel like this defense can be as good as last year's?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Manis and Peterson were really good linebackers. But then when you say, you know, Webb Tate and Penningroff, and the kid has just played lights out, our two scrimmages has been Sean Gavin. Teams just have not been able to block him. It's He's playing really well, so we're excited about him. We moved Will to safety, where he can be a little bit more involved in the run game and pass, but because he'll come up and unhit. You know, we lost Caleb, who I thought was probably one of the toughest kids we had on our football team.
Sure.
I think they'll be pretty good. They're going to play hard. There's a lot of experience, so we're really counting on them stepping up and playing really tough that first Friday.
Well, you guys are ranked third in the preseason, the rankings by the Register behind us, Southeast Polk and Dowling. And, of course, you'll get to see both of those teams here in a few weeks. You mentioned the tough schedule. I mean, it's going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, Waukee typically, and I think we beat Waukee, what, once?
Right.
So, you know, I think it's very similar to the Ankeny split. You know, I was not here, but my son was, and I think, you know, all the coaches went to the other school. It seems like all the kids that started went to the other school. So, you know, we did see them at ADM for a few plays when we played King of the Hill. We saw them. And so, you know, I still don't think that's any game that, you know, they have a lot of tradition at that school. And Centennial's had our number. And so then I think we go Dowling and then Southeast Polk. And, you know, then I think maybe we go Roosevelt, who's, you know, going to – I know that quarterback's really good.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got it. You know, if we stay healthy, you know, if our starters can stay healthy, which I think that's probably every high school team in the state, you know, we'll have a really good football team. And So that's what we got to do is just got to play tough. And after Waukee, we get ready for the next one.
Of course, last year you lost that early game to Waukee, but then you never lost again. I mean, you showed, you know, you can maybe sustain an early loss, and you don't want that to happen this year. But if it does happen, you can maybe grow from it and learn from it and move on.
Yeah, our kids did. I mean, I think that's the second time Waukee beat us in the last second.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I think it's kind of, you know, win enough games to get into the playoffs and then let it take care of itself. I mean, you'd love to win every game. Every coach would. But, you know, the most important game is Waukee. And then after Waukee, then that's the next important game. So we really try not to look ahead. We know what the schedule is. We've had it up since they posted it. The kids know. And, you know, we're more worried about ourselves. How are we doing? How are we preparing? Can we block? Can we tackle? How's our kicking game? You know, those are the things we try to focus on ourselves and not worry about our opponents because we can't do anything about it.
Sure. Well, hey, I'm going to be talking to Jerry Pezzetti here in a little bit. Of course, he's your crosstown rival. You guys butt heads every year. But he's on the verge of breaking that all-time coaching record. I mean, can you believe how long he's been coaching and how many wins he's racked up?
No, I really respect Jerry. I don't know if he's the same age as my coach, but Jerry was coaching when I played at Urbandale, and that was in the late 70s. And, you know, we used to have some great games with Ankeny. And I just have never heard one player that I've ever talked to say anything bad about Jerry. Every kid's loved him. And, you know, that's just awesome. And so I'm glad he's still doing it. He's still passionate about it. And that'll probably be a record that I don't know if that'll ever be broke. But I think that's awesome. So I hats off to him that he's that passionate about the game, and we need more coaches like him.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, we're going to preview Ankeny Centennial now as I made my way over to the Jaguars practice. My first interview was with senior running back Trey Porter, and as Trey will talk about here in this interview, it sounds like he might also be playing some defense this year because we touched on that a little bit. So here's that interview with Trey.
All right, well, we're talking with Ankeny Centennial senior running back Trey Porter here after the Jaguars practice on Monday as they get ready for their season opener Friday in Indianola. It's pretty hot out here, Trey. I guess you guys got to get used to it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hot all week. It's hot for everyone, so we're going to have to get it done, just like everyone else.
How have the practices been going thus far? Do you like what you've seen from this team?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good so far. We're getting good reps offensively and defensively, so, yeah.
Obviously, you guys had a little bit of a tough year last year, but a lot of young kids got some playing time. And do you think that experience is going to be beneficial for you guys this year?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's put work in the weight room and throughout winter and spring, so it's going to be looking pretty good.
Do you think maybe there's been like a renewed commitment to get this program back to where it was?
Yeah, definitely. All the coaches and players are 100% invested in this team, and we're ready to go.
Well, I see you were ranked the 33rd top player in Iowa by the Register this last week. That's some nice recognition for you. I mean, do you want to be a leader for this team this year?
Yes, definitely. I mean, obviously, I know I'm higher than 33, but rankings don't matter. It's about what you do on Fridays, so.
Well, you can certainly lead the team by the way you play. Are there some other ways that you look to lead this team as well?
Yeah. Vocally, for sure. You know, when you get in these guys' heads, you can really get them fired up and get them ready to go.
Well, you have a couple good quarterbacks that have been battling for that position. Did you have confidence in both those guys?
100%, yep.
What about the defense? I mean, you have some guys back there. Do you think this defense is going to be pretty good this year?
Defense is looking very deep. Starters and backups are about equal. Lots of guys are actually fighting for spots still right now, so it's looking good.
I know you guys have been getting ready for Indianola. I don't know if you've dived too much into them yet, but well, what do you know about them?
I know they got Carter Erickson. He's pretty fast. Saw him in the state track, raced against him a few times this year. They got, I believe, was maybe the number one running back right now.
Cleric?
Yeah, he looks pretty good. Saw him on film. We're going to have to rally to the ball, wrap him up, drive to the ground. So,
is there a chance? Have you seen any defensive action this year?
Oh, yeah. You'll see on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Trey, good luck on Friday. Appreciate the time.
I thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, my next interview was with another senior, Carter Cahill, who was a two-way player for the Jaguars last year. And we talk about that a little bit here in the interview as well, as he'll be seeing action on both sides of the ball once again. So here's that interview.
All right, we're talking with Ankeny Centennial senior Carter Cahill after the Jaguars
I mean, it starts by just taking care of ourselves and coming out here and just doing our best. I mean, it's simple, really.
Well, how the practice has been going this far? Do you like what you've seen from this team?
Yeah, we scrimmaged Dowling on Friday, and I like what we saw from our pass game. Our run game needs a little bit of work, obviously. Like, everything needs a little bit of work, but I thought we did execute pretty well down there.
Of course, so you guys had a tough year last year, but a lot of young kids got a chance to play. Do you think that experience is going to be beneficial for the team this year?
Oh, for sure. We have a lot of sophomores being juniors coming back. We got a lot of seniors coming back. We got a really experienced squad, and I think that's going to take us the wrong way this season.
Well, now you have a couple of quarterbacks battling for that position. You know, do you like what you've seen from those two guys?
Yeah, Trent's a young dude, really talented, though, but I like how Peyton's carrying himself, putting a lot of work in the offseason. I think he deserves a starting spot, and I think he's going to take advantage of it this year.
And as far as the defense goes, I'm sure you're looking to be one of the leaders this year, aren't you?
Yeah, offensive too. So,
what kind of things can you do as far as leadership, other than the way you play? I mean, do you try to, you know, talk to guys? I see Coach Fontana talking to you guys. I'm sure he wants you to be one of the leaders.
Yeah, every team's got issues, but every team also has those guys that resolves those issues, and I feel like I'm one of those guys this year, so I think it's important to bring the team together.
What is going to be for the key for this team to reach its potential?
Just effort 100% of the time, having fun. I think if we think too much, it'll go downhill, but if we just have fun and play the game, I think we'll be a really good team this year.
I think it's been a few years since you guys have played at Indianola. Do you know much about them yet?
They got a couple really talented guys, but not other than that, I don't know much about them. So.
I know they got a good running back. I'm sure, you know, stopping him is going to be one of the keys.
Yeah, wide receiver too. I mean, they got a lot of talented guys, but we're going to treat them like any other team.
Well, of course, Coach Jerry Pizzetti is two wins away from breaking that all-time record. I'm sure you guys would like to get that for him, you know, probably sooner rather than later, huh?
Yeah, this season is going to be that season.
Well, that'd be kind of cool for you guys to be part of that record too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I want him to get that. So,
What has been playing like playing for him? What's that been like for him?
He just has a legacy. I mean, he's just a legendary coach. Great guy too. Love playing with him.
All right, Colonel. Hey, good luck on Friday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You are our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, my final interview tonight is with Ankeny Centennial co-head coach Jerry Pizzetti. And as we alluded to there with Carter, Coach Pizzetti is two wins away from breaking the all-time record for career coaching wins. So he can tie the record on Friday in Indianola. And if he does that, then of course he'd have a chance to break it the following week when the Jaguars play Ankeny. So anyway, here is that interview with Coach Pizzetti.
All right, well, we're talking with Ankeny Centennial co-head coach Jerry Pizzetti after the Jaguars practice here on Monday as they prepare for their season opener. Jerry, it's pretty hot out here, but I guess you got to get used to it because it's going to be a swell week, isn't it?
It's going to be hot Friday too, and you got to be in super shape and go get them. We scrimmage down in on Friday. It was hot then too, and kids, you know, held up a little bit, but we're not there yet.
Well, how the practice has been going? I mean, do you like what you've seen thus far?
Yeah, we got some nice young people that are putting out the effort. We, you know, we're very new in the offensive line, of course, and we do have some defensive people back, but our people are fighting for those positions and fighting hard for them.
You guys are coming off a rare losing season, but I know you played a lot of young players last year. I'm sure you feel like that experience is going to be beneficial.
Well, I hope so. We lost some, too, off of that team, but we played some young people, and tough schedule last year, and the COVID year was a very tough year from week to week. We didn't know who we had and who we didn't have. And we've been lucky enough that whenever we've had a season not so good as far as wins, we've always bounced back and had very good seasons.
Well, we have a couple of talented kids vying for that quarterback position. One of them's a senior, Peyton Good, and he's a good leader, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Peyton can run, he can pass, and he's worked very, very hard for the position, and he shows some leadership, and he's been elected captain by our team.
When you have a running back in Trey Porter that was ranked as the 33rd best player in the state by the Register, and he's a Northern Illinois commitment, you know, do you think he has a chance to be one of the best running backs you've had?
Trey is going to play 100% defensively, and he will run the ball offensively. He's got the speed and has the moves, and Trey's an excellent football player.
and you have some other guys back, you know, on that defense, including Carter Cahill. Do you think the defense has a chance to be pretty good?
Now, Carter is going mostly offense this year, so we have made some changes there. And what we're trying to do is get our best 22 on the field.
Well, you guys will open the season on Friday at Indianola. Of course, Coach Kluber knows you guys pretty well. What do you expect from his team?
Oh, he's a great young man. He played for us, you know, and the whole family's been great as far as friends. And he'll have his team ready. And, he's got one of the best teams he's had. You know, they're ranked fourth in the state right now in 4A. And they're expecting big things, and I know last year they opened up with Downing, and they could have won. And then in the playoffs, they beat Johnson 30-0. So we know we have our hands full.
Well, your schedule won't get any easier after that, because then you'll have Ankeny, Waukee, and Cedar Falls to follow. Well, I mean, it's just brutal, isn't it?
We're playing three of the top five, and you know, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. And I'm not saying it's going to be that difficult, but it is. And that's why you play. I mean, you want competition, and when you go out there, you want a tough game, and I think our schedule is that way.
Well, Joe, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but as many people know, you're two wins away from breaking the state's all-time record for coaching wins. And I'm sure you'd be the first person, you know, to give credit to your staff and all the great players you've coached over the years, because it's been a team effort, hasn't it?
It definitely, you just said it. It goes to the players and the staff. And you have to have an administration behind you and athletic directors and people that support what you're doing, because when you coach football, you're dealing with 60 to 80 kids, and there's some problems at times, and you got to work them out. And I've been lucky enough to have an administration that has helped us do that.
Well, obviously, if your team can get past Indianola, you'd have a chance to break the record, you know, with a win over Ankeny. You'd probably like to get it against the Hawks, wouldn't you?
I just like to win every game and have the team have a nice effort. And I have a lot of respect for the Hawks and Indianola and right down the line. And, you know, people talk about the wins, but I think I remember the losses a lot more than the wins. Someone asked me how many wins, and I don't really know what it is, 400 and some, I guess.
430, I think, somewhere in that range. Yeah.
But I know the losses are 166, so I keep track of that.
There you go. Well, what is going to be the key for this team to reach its potential?
Well, we just have to play defense and, you know, everything. You have to move the ball. We had major problems last year moving the ball. In fact, the first three games, we had two touchdowns, you know. And, you know, of course, we played the top teams of the state, Ankeny, Southeast Polk twice, and Waukee, and so forth. And very good teams. And to be successful, like I said, you have to play the good teams and do well if you're ever going to have the team that you want, you know. And this team's ready to play. And tonight was another hot practice, and maybe it wasn't a very good practice, but they'll come back tomorrow, and will be.
Well, it should be a fun season. I'm looking forward to it. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. I hope you enjoyed those interviews with the two coaches and the four players. It was fun to check out their practices on Monday. I'm going to be heading down to Indianola on Friday night to catch the Jaguars game against the Indians. The battle between Coach Pizzetti and his former player, Coach Kluber, should be a good one. We'll have photographer Drew Wolf at the Ankeny game versus Waukee. And, of course, we'll have all the coverage later on the Ankeny Fanatic site. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.